You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
It is 5:15 p.m. This is Officer Landy Smithers. I'm sitting with my partner.
What's up? This is Officer Darren Dranowski.
We are sitting outside the abode, aka home, of alleged mass murderer Sean the Ripper, and we are investigating. And just to note, we have just ordered a delivery to the car of Carl's Jr., which should be
right
shortly.
What's up? This is Darren again, and we're being really quiet, and we're sitting right across the street looking out our six. And I'm wearing a brown jacket and comfortable running shoes in case we need to chase after the suspected assailant at any time.
I would also like to note that my partner is wearing a brand new pair of sunglasses that are incredibly stylish. I think they might be Ray-Bans. They look like Ray-Bans, but I can't tell. I don't see the Ray-Ban logo on the side.
What's up? This is Darren. Yeah, these are Ray-Bans. Thank you for noticing. And I don't know. I think we're just going to be in here for a minute. My partner also is wearing a great ring. It looks like a class ring, bigger than most class rings. Maybe it was a football title. Maybe it was something like that. But he's definitely looking his best.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, this is Orange Grove High School class of 02, and this is the yearbook committee ring. We all made our own rings because we felt like making the yearbook was almost a sport unto itself. So we contacted Justin's and had them make special.
Are you telling me this, or is this for tape?
I guess both. I guess both. It's everyone, okay. So it's on the tape, but you can hear me, so it's for you also.
Okay. Well, Can we pause the tape real quick?
I think
I guess not pause the tape, but this is, I'll just put my hand in front of the receiver.
Okay.
Some of this is just from me to you, and I don't mind if the tape picks it up, but I don't know when I'm supposed to like address the listener,
right,
or just address you.
It's my partner's first stakeout, and so he is having a question about who to address, and the answer to that question, which I'm answering for the listener, but also for my partner here, is we're just going to set the tape down, and that is just kind of atmospheric tape, and now we will converse amongst ourselves.
Okay. And tape, this is, what's up, this is Darren again. If it is something that that I mean for to be to you, I'll say to tape.
Fair.
But mostly I'll just be talking to you, fair, my partner.
Great. Fair.
Okay. All right. All right.
The reason I like to be so specific, Rook, once you get more into this, you'll notice, is people, if they don't have the answers, make assumptions in their brain about what you're wearing, what you're eating, how you're behaving. And right. In a court case, it's good to be as thorough as possible so that no assumptions are being made that are untrue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and interest of full disclosure, I did take a full bowel movement right before this, and I brought a large 7-Eleven Slurpee thermos, but it's not filled with Slurpee, of course, filled with ice water, the coldest of ice waters. I figure if it's colder, I don't have to drink as much to feel refreshed, because I don't want to drink too much to then have to do another BM. I'm ready to stake out and chase the perp if needed.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
What's his perp look like anyway?
So we have theories. And it's believed that he's in this house at 482 right here. But there are five men that have been seen coming and going from the house. So maybe his roommates and his one of those five. We got a full-on
clown car in there.
No need to kind of use like SVU witticisms or anything because the tape is rolling. This is kind of a new way of behaving from you that I'm not really familiar with. But
well, I didn't know we had a full-on clown car in there. I'm just saying.
Okay, got it.
Five guys in there. It seems like a full-on clown car, guys. Cavalcade.
Got it.
One of these guys beelines out of there. I'm going to have to hit the street and turn on the jets.
Chase him?
Yeah, I'm going to have to chase him as fast as I can.
Should be noted that my partner and I had to move locations after a verbal altercation with the men at the construction site whose porta potty we were using. And they did not know that we were playing clothes, and so things almost came to blows, and we had to whip out our badges, but we are now at a different location. So we don't have as good of a view of the location, but we still have our binoculars.
And just a note for tape, I think might be a good idea to work out a deal with the construction companies for us to use their porta potties because they seem very protective over it. Not very protective over the Roach Coach. They offered us food, said we can get in line there, but the porta potty, they, more possessive than I thought. I mean, for one of the stinkiest things on earth, it seems like you just let anybody walk in and out of there. I don't want to have a relationship with the porta potty, but anyway, for tape, yeah, it might be a good idea.
Great suggestion. I don't think that the people listening to this really have that power, but that is something we could kind of...
We're the cops. Of course they have that power.
Okay. We could maybe run that up the flagpole and see if maybe some people at the top would want to make a deal with the porta potty, the construction sites.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I really look up to you, you know. Like you said, it's my first time out here, and it seems like you've done got 1,000 of these, if it hasn't been 2,000. What are you really looking for? Are you just waiting to sort of see a shiny object and then you react? Or are there telltale signs with the garbage, for example?
Right. Well, since the tape is rolling, I should say that we're not allowed to look through the garbage. There's precedent set that that is still their private property, and so you would need a warrant to look through the garbage, if you know what I mean. Since the tape is rolling, yeah, we'll say
gotta
that.
It's got to be out on the street. It's got to be out on the street ready for the pickup. Or
no, even that is still their private property. So, yeah, we can't look through it. Okay. And that's the rules we go by, and we just want to say that on tape is that we don't look through that, right?
Absolutely. We haven't. Full disclosure for tape, I did put a burger wrapper into the trash, but that's only because I was finished with the burger and I wanted to make it look like, you know, we're just normal guys in the neighborhood.
Sure. Yeah. For the tape again, it was maybe a little conspicuous because he walked by the trash can and seemed to maybe have that thought already like 50 feet past it and then turned around to throw it away. And then fell over with the can, which I don't know if that was part of the act or.
Yeah, that was part of the act. It's part of the act where I fell over and ripped my pants. These are good pants. I like these pants. So I wouldn't have done this on accident. Yeah, I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose because I like them. And that's how dedicated I am to the role of an average guy in the neighborhood who isn't a cop who's using the trash can but not looking into what's in there.
Great.
A lot of dogs in this neighborhood. It's kind of distracting, to be honest. I mean, I've seen you're a big dog head. I've seen you staring at every one of them.
Well, yeah, I do. Obviously, that's a little close to home because the last
your shaggy hair.
Well, of course, my shaggy hair. I'm like a big shaggy dog.
I didn't mean you're a dog head. I didn't mean your head looks like a dog's head.
But I do have shaggy hair, especially for a cop.
Yeah.
That and obviously that, you know, my last stakeout got away because I got distracted by a Great Dane, which was the size of a horse. You had to take a picture next to this thing.
Of course. You ever seen a small Great Dane? I don't think you ever will.
No.
Every time it's magical.
Well, this is what I was asking the owner is, do they come out that size as puppies? Is dog growth one-to-one with penis growth on these guys, or do they come out with big hogs?
What'd they say? Is it one-to-one with penis growth?
I never got the answer because the perp started getting away right as that happened. This was
Damn. Don't look now, but there's a corgi with a huge penis walking by.
I know you said don't look now, but I gotta...
I know.
Oh, my God. And look at
looks like a five-legged dog, to be honest.
I always wondered if corgis drag peen.
You always wondered that? For tape. Some of this is just because we got time to burn.
Oh, yeah.
There's not, for tape, the house is quiet right now. House is quiet. No in, no out. But we are seeing a corgi with a fifth leg, if you know what I mean. So that's just for keeping ourselves sane and sharp for tape.
Yeah, you know, that's just the type of... We sit in the car all day together, you know. You've already talked about the ins and outs of our relationships and stuff like that. And then you start wondering...
Right.
If you saw this corgi, by the way, you would also be talking about a tape or not, stakeout or not. This thing is dragon peen.
Yeah. I'm not distracted from the stakeout. If I was at a dog park, I'd single this out. If I was at a restaurant, you know, it would just... Quite honestly, it looks insane.
I had considered talking to the owner, but I'm really going to refrain after what happened last time.
Good job.
I did have a couple questions that I can Google it or something.
How's, obviously this isn't for tape, so I won't lean in and say for tape. How's the wife?
It's tough to answer because even if it's not for tape, it is being recorded and everything can be deposed in the trial here.
Okay, so I understand your answer. Not good.
Well, you know.
Things with the wife sound litigious.
When, not litigious yet, but when are things ever good this long into a relationship? You know what I mean? If there's news to report.
Right.
There's a reason, you know, nobody's ever like.
At this stage, you're not looking for excitement. You're looking for solid.
And then I'm self-conscious that my wife will hear this and it's read in court. And if I'm not like, well, she's as beautiful as ever, you know, and, you know, we get along and if sex like it's still prom night, you know, that then she'll be mad. So
I've heard that the alimony is higher if you're not nice. If you're not nice, the alimony is way higher.
Well, we're in a...
Not to say that you're going to get divorced, but it sounds like that's where you're thinking it's going. Of course, not for tape.
It's just tough to be understood because this job, we spend so much time together and I see some things and you know, see the world in a way that it's tough to relate to her when I come home, you know, and tell her about my life.
Right. I'm sorry to hear that.
And that
I bet sometimes you wish you lived with me. Instead, because I could empathize how hard this is, how long it is, how much you have to not drink water right before. I totally get you.
For tape, my partner is kind of dancing in his seat a little bit here in that way.
Do you like to dance? Not for tape, for my partner.
That's such an interesting question because people ask that and I always wonder what they mean because I don't like go to tango classes. I don't like to dance in that way.
Okay.
At a wedding, I'll get on the dance floor when the music plays, but I don't like.
I think your answer is no, my friend.
Do you like to dance?
Absolutely. I go to tango classes. I go to erotic tango classes because that's the only kind there is.
What makes them? I see every tango.
Have you ever danced a tango?
Erotic dance.
Oh my God, your fingertips wrapped around her finger hips. The tango is the dirtiest of dances. It's or erotic. Erotic. Not dirty.
Do you feel everyone?
The dirtiest of dances is the strip.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that I can't think of a dirtier dance than strip. Maybe
full nude strip show. That's the dirtiest of dances.
Sometimes I wonder if crumping is even dirtier than that.
Wow. That's actually a really good point.
Crumping really took the world by storm.
In an intentional, absolutely, clowning, crumping.
Yeah.
Do you prefer clowning or crumping?
That's a great question. I guess the fact that they found the mix, some of the crump crews dressed like clowns, was very interesting to me.
I like as crumpy as you can get without going clown. That's how I want it. Because once you go clown, you've gone over the edge for me. But I love the movement. I just don't need the caricature. But hey, that's just one humble white man's opinion. What can I say?
I hear you. I hear you.
I can't do either of them. One time, I tried to do the worm, and I busted a ball.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there was a little golf ball on the ground, and I fully popped it wide open.
You popped the golf ball, or the golf ball busted your testicle?
They both exploded. Oh. The ball, both balls exploded, and I'm sitting there left with one nut. Don't do that. Don't do the worm. Don't do the worm. I'm telling you guys, this is for tape. This is for anybody who ever listens to this. Don't do the worm.
Noted.
Shit. What is that? What is that on the front door? Is that?
It's some sort of.
It looks like it's open, like it's opening, but I can't see because it's so dark in there.
I think they're taking a delivery. It looks like.
All right, 5:46. We have an open door there. We missed the guy walking up to get the delivery, but we caught it before it ended. It looks like he's in a Pizza Hut outfit, and it looks like he's handing him something in a pizza box. Okay. He's opening it and showing it to him. They're inspecting it at the door.
Okay.
God, I can't see from where we parked.
And he's shaking his head. And now the pizza box guy, whoever it is in the Pizza Hut outfit, is leaving with said box and kind of looking around.
The box is kind of full of something. It's kind of, it's not really closing.
Oh, hang on.
Cash or?
And I'm getting a notification here. Our pizza delivery driver is looking for the car.
Shit, I told him we're two detectives.
You don't think he went up to the door and said pizza for two detectives, do you?
I mean, there's no way. That's not professional.
You can't. Well, you shouldn't have told him we were two detectives. What? How would he have even known?
I'm not telling the perp. I'm telling a third party.
Nobody should know. It's just us and the tape.
You're freaking right. Okay. Yeah, for tape, we didn't miss anything. And the pizza just got delivered to us flawlessly.
No, we're not detectives. It's not us. It must be someone else.
It's a goof. It's a goof. These are Halloween costumes. Yeah, we'll take it. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you go back to the house and tell them we took the pizza, but as a goof, we're not really detectives?
Yeah, did you tell them we were detectives? Because you shouldn't have said that.
You shouldn't have said, hey, brandishing my gun, you shouldn't have said anything.
No, we're cool. We're cool. I didn't say anything. I just said the pizza. They said, what are you talking about? I showed them it was a pepperoni and cheese with jalapenos. And they said, not ours.
Okay. We are talking to the Pizza Hut delivery driver who is about 28 years old, 118 pounds.
Are you talking to me right now?
No, this is for the tape. Sorry.
This is for tape. What's the tape? There is no tape.
Good.
Okay, man, just, I need cash for this.
Sure, we need your full name also, just for tape and just in case.
My name is Keith Van Horn.
I gotta ask, Keith. Any relation?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, man. Yeah, you look shorter.
Just the exact same name of the basketball player that used to wear high socks.
You look shorter. I will say, if you don't want the comparisons, you shouldn't wear the socks.
I know. I lie and say I am him.
Oh, but you want to be honest, just in case we were real cops, which we're not.
Well, you guys said on tape. I don't feel comfortable lying on tape regardless.
That's very good. That's a very good policy, Keith.
All right, I have to get out of here.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That was Keith Van Horn of Pizza Hut delivering our pizza, which they didn't put olives on.
To be fair to me, he was wearing a Domino's hat. and a Pizza Hut everything else. So I think he's one of these pizza guys that does multiple companies, sort of like Lyft and Uber.
I was going to say sort of like Lyft and Uber. So yeah, for the record there. Oh, and someone just came and went from the house. Someone just left.
Was that a man or a woman or an adult or a kid?
Okay, we have a human person.
We think.
We're pretty sure, gender unknown. Age?
Height, I'd say somewhere between 4 and 7.
Okay. Feet?
You two.
Huh?
Had 2 feet, yeah. Height was somewhere between 4 feet and 7 feet. Amount of feet was 2. One belt, 1 shirt. So wearing 1 shirt, and maybe an undershirt.
Long jacket.
I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen Cake Live? They're very tight live.
Are they tight?
Like they're very, it sounds like you're listening to the album. They play it well.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I'd love to. I like.
What's your favorite Cake song?
I like that they're really creative and also monotone. Feels like a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, they've got too many of like that fish instrument and like to be serious.
Yeah. I like that song.
Yeah.
Whatever one we're just singing.
Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Yeah.
I like Bucket Seats.
Yeah, these are good.
I meant the Cake song, but these are good too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, these are good. I was going to say for the, I don't know the song, but for the, I figured for the Stakeout, the bench seat might be better because I always dreamed of putting a bunch of food in between us on the bench and just sort of going into the food without it having a, I always thought it looked a little tacky when they put the food on the dash.
Oh.
You know, that seems like a dead giveaway for a Stakeout. Right. So I'm glad we have this big center console. We can hide all of our snacks in. I have Funyuns. I have Squeezits. I have Lindor chocolate. And I have twin snakes, Haribo twin snakes.
Wow. It's like a who's who of children's treats.
Yeah, that aren't popular.
The Lindors surprised me. They feel like the ones that don't fit in with the rest. Do
you mind? Yeah, I thought it was a Tootsie Roll, but it's a Lindor on accident.
Do you mind if I have one of those juice squeezes? Is that what that was?
Yeah, squeeze it. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great.
Don't drink too much. You might have to take a big pee.
After years of doing this, I've learned kind of what my limits are and how to hold it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Or we can go.
Yeah, what's your strategy? Do you like count down or do you imagine something? What do you...
Well, generally the issue is once you feel like you have to, it's the only thing you can think about. So right. It's just constantly distracting your brain and not focusing too much on feeling like you have to pee.
Right.
And sometimes the adrenaline will kick in and it won't matter.
Yeah.
I'll just take a quick break for me to figure that out. You can't hear me?
I just think your mouth was a little far away. Okay, it was great. All like maybe we're talking over it rather than into it.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
You focus on something else, the adrenaline kicks in and it doesn't even matter usually.
Right.
For me.
Okay. Good. Because I'm starting to kind of feel it. Starting to have to pee. I had a couple of these squeezes. So.
Shit. My wife just texted me. For the tape, we don't need to play that. We can actually cut out that part. Or I was.
Actually, yeah. Replace it with. Oh, yes.
That's good. Oh, yeah, they can be, dude, my wife just texted me.
Okay. Sorry, I spoke over there. Yeah. Are they going to be editing any of the tape?
I don't.
We can edit
it. We can edit it. Maybe that'll be for us.
We can edit before we give it.
We should edit it before we give it. That's what I should be doing. Yeah. That's a great idea. I think they can tell when you've edited it, but as long as they're not like the other cops
just
don't
for content.
Care, but yeah, just for content.
Just for content.
Whoa, awesome. My beautiful wife just texted me.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
What did she say? We're both interested.
Oh, this is awesome. She wants to keep watching The Staircase, even though we've already watched the documentary. She wants to watch the TV show, the dramatization of it, too.
Did it at least get to that interesting part everyone was talking about yet?
No, and I'm not even disappointed.
Yeah, me either. I would watch that with your wife anytime she wanted, if I was you.
Hey, me too.
No encroachment. for tape. No encroachment.
No encroachment. And man, I am proud of my son.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm proud of my son.
That's good. What did he do recently?
Well, he figured out finally how to make his own hacky sack. So I'm very proud of that stuff. And
careful, your tone is like so different right now.
Yeah, you're right.
So like, be proud of him, but like, make it believable.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your son up to? He's a real smart as a tack.
Yep. Guy. He figured out how to make his own fucking hacky sacks.
Nailed it. That's so true. You're so proud of him. You're so proud of him. I love that for you.
I do worry. We're going to have to edit a lot more out if we keep.
Okay, no more edits. No more edits. Oh, and for tape, there's no edits. Yeah, there's no edits. Right. This is all the way through. Man, I'll tell you what. I feel like we've put in the hours here. Mm-hmm. We're going to get this guy.
I hope so. He's a sick fuck. He is a sick fuck.
We haven't even moved the car once. Can you believe that? And it's street sweeping day. And we didn't park on the right side. What? We're really waiting this
thing. Yeah. Well, hopefully we're lucky, or maybe they're just not going to come through the street this day.
Well, I do have to say, this is my personal car. There's no way I'm getting a ticket. So if the guy comes, even if the guy's running out the door, we got to move the car.
That makes sense. I think one of us will maybe have to still chase the perp. If you get a ticket, maybe I'll pay it, or the cops will, unless you're... How many points do you have?
I can't let you drive my car. My insurance won't let me do it anymore. I've never had an accident, but I keep letting people borrow it that I have accidents. And my insurance said no more.
They said you can't
have that
car
kind of insurance. Yeah, they said you can't have the kind of insurance that covers another driver, even if it's a cop. And I said, why would you know that? They said, we don't care. We're just saying we don't care who it is. I was like, well, that's, you hit the nail pretty hard on the head. I'm an undercover cop.
No, you can't say it to
people. No, I'm not.
They didn't hear the first part.
Sorry, I just didn't know who was walking by. I had to crack my window because I was getting sweaty, and I didn't want anybody to hear it on accident, like walking their dog. Right.
Hey, does
you ever notice how people walking their dogs are nosy as hell?
I find that usually they're not nosy as hell. Are they nosy with you?
Yeah, right. What do you think they got the dog for? So they could neighborhood watch your ass without looking all obvious.
You can't be so paranoid. I know this job forces you to kind of be aware of everybody, but if you're so paranoid, you're not going to be able to build any trust or let anybody in.
Well, that's just the sentence of a steel trap mind. You're going to be alone for your whole life. If you're smart, that's a death sentence. You're too smart for anyone else's good.
So I do feel that way sometimes. Not with my wife, of course, but
she's wonderful.
Yes. Yes.
We're nailing this part of it.
Excuse me, fellas.
Whoa. Yes.
Hi.
Hello. What can we do for you?
My Doberman just did his business out here, and I seem to be out of bags, and I don't want to be rude. Do you have a plastic bag I could borrow, or I could even use some of that?
Yeah, here. I just finished this whole pizza. Why don't you use this pizza box?
I wasn't sure because I honestly saw the pizza. I was going to suggest a pizza box, but I saw it be delivered 5-ish minutes ago. And so I didn't want to suggest it in case, you know, you probably.
What are you, a cop?
No, are you?
No. No one here is.
You just change your tone. Who are you yelling to?
Anyone around? Dog walkers? Porta potty users? Construction workers. They have a lot of pull in this town.
We're not cops, but just out of curiosity. Curiosity, we're actually surveying the neighborhood. Could we get your name on tape here just to make sure? Sure, I suppose if you want it. It's Bill Bradley.
We're doing a school project for my son is why we're having a tape.
Right. Yeah, we're doing this. You know the thing where you love your kids so much, but you almost do too much for them and you do the project for them.
Yeah, my son is getting pretty stupid because I keep doing all his work.
Not my son, though. He's got this awesome thing where he's always starting a new business with my money. Oh, okay.
Well, he is? I didn't know that.
Yeah, this hacky sack. How could he afford to learn to make like his own hacky sack?
He must be failing then if he's always starting a new one.
Well, he doesn't see anything through. That's why, you know, I'm connected to that. He started to, he tried to create his own indie video game.
Oh, that probably didn't work, did it? You need other people to play it, my man.
Well, I'm sure he learned a lot and was a great experience for him. Could I go now, gentlemen? I'll find a bag
here's that
elsewhere.
Pizza box. Sorry about that. No, here's the pizza box. Okay. And if you could go on the other side of the construction site and whistle really loud, I would appreciate that. I'm going to have to use this porta potty pretty soon, pretty heavy.
You want me to distract them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're pretty uptight about the porta potty usage. I think because it's 90% capacity.
They should empty.
You don't know what that means? It means it's full from the bottom towards the seat. If you have a sinky butt, you can't. You got to be careful.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right, you're gonna whistle?
No, I don't. To be honest, I don't actually know how to whistle loud enough that it would make a difference with them.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why a whole security site would. Or I mean construction.
Well, yeah, security is not even. Yeah, you go with your dog. Yeah. By the way, nice, big, beautiful dog you have there. That's a great
big,
dog.
Beautiful dog. Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
great, beautiful dog.
Oh, shit. Front door.
Roll up my window here. There we go. Bye. Okay. Looks like.
Okay, I'm using the binoculars.
Okay. Well, you should kind of duck when you use the binoculars, because if you put your head out the window and use them, you can see you.
You know what I wish we had was periscope binoculars, because I'd love to recline my seat back, but still be able to look over the edge of the window.
Is that for me or for the tape that you're talking about, too?
Well, actually, for the tape, yeah, we'd love that. We'd love a little bit more supply out here. We're doing a lot with a little. But yeah, I would love to have one of those little periscope binoculars because then you could see over the edge.
Sure.
Shoot. Okay, so that
the Doberman guy just went into the house.
What? He didn't even whistle. So take a caca, dude.
That's not the most important part of this. The most important part
right,
is
right,
like,
right.
We might have just interacted with the Ripper or someone that lives with him. Fuck, okay, our cover might be blown here.
Right. Well, we did say twice that nobody here is cop.
Fellas, you know, it's a... roll down your windows, fellas.
Hey, oh, hey.
It's street sweeping
today.
This is a tow zone or a ticketing zone.
Right. Well, but we're still in the car.
Well, could you move your car then? Because I'm going to have to ticket you.
No.
Okay, well, I'll just write you up. I got your license already in here.
Come on. Hey, I can't have another one of these. Listen. We're not cops, but you shouldn't give us a ticket, okay? Because we're on a mission to stop neighborhood crime.
Okay, well, if you're doing vigilante justice, I will have to call the cops, okay? Because I don't believe in it. I am a man. I work for the city, and I believe that the job should be done by people who work for the city, not some crazy vigilantes.
You're right. I agree. I don't want to be a vigilante, but all right. Listen, don't tell anybody, but we're detectives. I know. It's really cool. We're detectives, okay? You want to be us. I can tell by your little hat.
I actually think what I do is cooler than what you guys do. Oh, my God.
The meter man? No, I don't think so. I don't think so, my man.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. What I do is very important, all right?
It's important.
And it's a bigger risk because I am really making people upset when I do this, irrationally upset.
Yeah, you're right about that. First of all, get out of here. Second of all, do not put that ticket in my windshield.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Someone just left the house. Someone just sped away from the house. We got it.
The meter maid was the Ripper. Oh, you saw it in her face. Tape. Coming to here.
So sadly, miss, we lost your husband and his partner and,
what?
I'm sorry we had to play you the whole tape. It seemed like they wanted to. Yeah, forget. Yeah, they passed. I'm sorry. We just wanted you to hear the tape all the way through just to, for his last memory. And I think they had intended to edit some of that stuff out. Didn't get a chance to.
God, I really wish you would have told me what happened before you played the tape.
See?